This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right. All right.
Morning, everybody. It is Friday. It's Joe Beamer with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, Space Jam, a great 1996 movie featuring Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny, has been getting a lot of on cable play the last few weeks. I'm going to guess because of The Last Dance and the attention that has been getting. But if you didn't know, they've remade Space Jam, this time with LeBron James. And for some reason, I have a feeling the 2021 Space Jam will not be as good as the 1996 Michael Jordan Space Jam.
Is it a remake of it, or I thought it was a sequel?
It's a sequel. Yeah, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Sequel, yes. I just, you know what they do when they remake something or they have a sequel? Usually the sequel, not as good as the first one, especially when you've waited 24 years.
Yeah, it's another one that comes to mind right away, too, is Tron Legacy. That movie came out, like, I think 20 years after the first one, or like 30 years after.
Yeah, 30. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about a movie from the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. They made a sequel for that, and I didn't like it.
It just, you know, I understand. I love Space Jam.
Yep,
it's one of my favorite kids movies. I think it's one of the movies as a kid we went to go see in the theaters. But I'm telling you right now, a movie from 1996, there's just certain things in 2021. I don't think it's not going to carry how Space Jam original carried. I don't think we'll be talking about the LeBron Space Jam 20 years after making it. But that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
When you grow up in the 90s, Space Jam is something that always comes to mind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll see. You know, the logo for the movie was released yesterday. Hey, what are you going to do? How is everyone doing? All right. Is this week 7 of quarantine? Week 7 of staying at home? How you dealing with it? In Texas today, they're going to slowly start their reopening process. I have a feeling we'll get an update by a certain listener in Texas on how that's going early on. We're also expecting an announcement on schools. Will they reopen? Will they close? That is something I'd like to talk with you about today. Should the schools remain closed for the school year? Should they remain? Should they reopen? Even if it's for a few weeks. And we'll break down the pros and cons of each. Also, everyone out there, Zoom classrooms. How's your experience been? From the teachers? From the students? From the parents? How is this out-of-school learning, be it Zoom classrooms, be it packets? How's that going for you? And if you had to continue for another month, would you be able to get by? So we're going to talk that. We're going to break that down. Another cool, other few cool things we got going on here. And yes, we have the governor. Usually, been speaking around 11:30. We'll get to that. We'll take that live when it starts. But in the meantime, we're going to talk schools. We're going to talk out of school learning. How's that going for everyone? It is Friday, off to a hot start here in studio and on the text board. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. We're back after this. Welcome back. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you until noon today, and it is great to be with you as always. We are talking about the schools. That decision or that announcement most likely will be made at the governor's daily briefing, which is usually around 11:30. Want to know from you, what's the right move? In your opinion, is it keeping schools closed for the school year, or is it opening schools, or looking for that date, keeping it up in the air, hoping that maybe schools can open for a month or two? Also, Zoom classrooms or packet teaching, depending on your district, how's that going? How is your experience as a student, teacher, or parent? You know, like I said, one of the texters this morning illustrated it beautifully. They said, you know, my appreciation for teachers has really changed in the last 2 months. And as I admitted last segment, it's probably, I obviously have a bias. I live with a teacher, but to see how hard she's been working during all of this at home, you know, getting in touch with every single student, getting lesson plans for each student, and helping them through everything, all their assignments. You know, to see that firsthand, you really do gain an appreciation for what the teachers are doing with the COVID-19, with the packet teaching, or the Zoom teaching. But again, it's difficult to illustrate something when you're not right there with them. Yes, a video camera, a Zoom meeting makes it better. You can hold this piece of paper up and say, look what you did here. But that one-on-one that we're all missing right now, we're all missing that one-on-one. If it's teaching, if it's relationships, right? So just want to know how that's going for everyone. 803-0930-930. Bob in Elma. Bob, good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing well. What do you got for us this morning?
You asked a question about senior year and stuff, okay? My senior year, I kept beer in my locker, and I skipped out every single Friday.
Wow. And you graduated?
With Regents.
Well, okay. All right. So, Bob, let me ask you, what do you think of the seniors missing out on senior year or the last few months of senior year? What would that have meant for you as a senior?
It would be difficult because you're worried about your grades and stuff. You need to relax at this point in your life, if you know what I mean, because it's the easiest time you're ever going to have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Think of the seniors. I'm thinking of myself personally. You know, maybe that first semester wasn't their best grades, and they're really depending on that final semester and that exam that they don't have now. Those are the seniors. That's what keeps on going through my head, is the people that were depending on the last two grade marks on that report card.
Yes, they needed that. Yes. I still did okay, you know, even though, like I just said, I'm not joking. it really is. I mean, especially depending on what they want for a career.
Yeah, exactly, Bob. Hey, well, hope you're enjoying social distancing. Hope quarantine's going well for you.
I'd like to get further away from my wife. No,
Ooh, that'll be on the best of Sunday night. Bob, thank you.
Yeah,
best of the shows, by the way. Start airing at 7 on Sundays. We will do Bob a favor and maybe not play this hour of Best Ofs on Sunday. 803-0930. How about we go over to Lockport, talk to Colleen. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Colleen, I'm doing well. What's your experience with all this quarantine teaching?
Well, I am a necessary employee, so I'm going to work every day as well as my husband. And I'm coming home to my sixth grade twins who have tons of work to do. Spending 2 to 3 hours with them after working all day on their homework is very stressful. It is. I look forward to Friday, let me tell you. My kids are in different levels, even though they're twins and doing the same work. For the most part, there's, you know, varying degrees of support they need. My son is in a special ed class, and pretty much I have to sit next to him the whole entire time to get him to complete his assignment. With that being said, though, I am very concerned about them going back to school, and the school system being able to practice social distancing. My kids go to Star Point. That school is packed. The school buses are packed. The cafeteria is packed. Their seats are welded to the tables, and they sit shoulder to shoulder. I know this doesn't affect, the virus doesn't affect children as much as other age groups. However, my son does have some health conditions that make him more susceptible, and I'm really worried.
So, Colleen, let me ask you this. Do you think it would be better for students and parents if the governor came out with a decision to not only close schools for the rest of the year, but to end the school year early for those who are learning from home?
Absolutely. Parents need to plan, and we need to know what we're dealing with right now. We have to plan ahead.
All right, Colleen, thank you so much for the call. That's Colleen in Lockport opening the line for you at 803-0930. I mean, this is something that affects most of the people listening right now. You know, be it you're a teacher, you're a parent, a student, maybe a grandparent. This decision by the governor, if it does come down today, as we are to believe, it affects everybody. And there's a lot of different opinions out there. Obviously, I see where Colleen's coming from. You know, I mean, she is working and then going home. And obviously, parents are used to going home and helping with homework, helping with the work that was brought home, maybe a big assignment, a big project. But they're also now going over the classwork as well. You know, you have the teachers teaching on either the Zoom classroom or Google classroom. Maybe they've passed out a packet of work. But like I said, there's just something that can't replace having that person there with you to explain it. Yes, you can talk on the phone. You can talk in a Zoom classroom, and that's great. And I'll say it again, teachers are working their butts off right now. But the parents are also taking on some extra work because they look at that sheet that's right in front of them. And like, and they explain what's going on. So it's more work. It's maybe not more work, but more stressful, I think, for everyone involved. And Colleen makes a good point. Bob makes a good point. You know, there, in my opinion, there's a right or wrong in the end of what of closing or opening the schools. But right now, there's no good or bad opinion. They both have their pros and their negatives. And I look back on my senior year, and let me tell you, I would have probably gone into college with a lot lower GPA if it wasn't for my fourth semester and the exam. So I know those seniors that, hey, I don't want to have such a low GPA as my senior year grade point. But hey, slacked off a little bit that first semester. And I think most people listening can maybe relate to that. But also, it's all the social stuff too. You know, like I said, you're going to look back and say, yeah, missing prom wasn't that big of a deal. College was a blast. But it's something you missed. You still didn't get that opportunity. You didn't get that prom experience where you dress up and you go to prom, and it's, you know, it's like a school dance, but it's all dressed up and you got a nice meal and maybe you went to a party after. Now you'll, hey, we're going to get a Zoom prom going where you just chat, but in your prom outfit. Hey, A for effort. Right, we're doing a lot of compromising right now with Zoom happy hours and Zoom get-togethers. And it's all nice and whatever. But nothing beats social interaction. You know, I said this probably a year ago when we did a show about apps and cell phones. You know, how people were too used to being on their phone. We're too used to communicating with their friends via text, and we had gotten away from face-to-face interaction. And now we are really utilizing that ability to communicate without being in the same room, without being together. My hope is, when it is safe to do so, that we never forget how important face-to-face interaction, socializing in person, is, and how much we missed it when we couldn't do it. Maybe when this is all done, you won't make up an excuse to hang out or to not hang out. Because you remember, hey, remember those 3 months I couldn't see you? We couldn't go have a drink at the bar? It'll be very interesting 2 months after all of this, when it is safe to go out, it is safe to get a drink, how fewer people will make up an excuse not to hang out with a friend. I'll tell you, I will do everything I can to see every single friend of mine in the first month we can get out and safely communicate, safely socialize. I will definitely not be making up excuses to not see people. Because I have noticed now, and for me, I still get to come to work. I still do get to socialize with my coworkers. Except for Brian, Sandy, and Alan, because they are at home and we're talking via an access. But I haven't seen my parents in 7 weeks. We've stayed in touch on the phone, and we've had a few Zoom happy hours. But I have not gone to my parents' house in 7 weeks. You know? Let me tell you what. Next time we're invited over for dinner, I'll do everything I can to make sure I'm there. Because you really notice just how you miss socializing and seeing people. And how different that is than a phone call or a text message. Or a few snap videos to catch up. Nothing beats being together. And I know all of us are really missing out on that right now. Hey, I'm a little late for a break. When I come back, we will have the Rush Morning Minute. And then your calls. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Great to be with you, Buffalo, here on WBEN. All right, just a minute away from Rush's Morning Minute, and then Randy will have the weather for you. Some great text in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 3930. Keep them coming. One texter says, I graduated early. I didn't go to prom or graduation. Went to a Bison's game instead. It's been 7 years, and I have zero regrets about it. That is great. You know, I look at senior skip day and all that stuff. And yes, I was guilty of senior skip day. Most of my friends were a year older than me. They were home from college. And senior skip day, I went in to do the morning announcements because, of course, and left after my first period class. And that was more memorable. We went all around town. We hit up some local establishments for a huge, like, back-to-back lunch. Those events, a lot more memorable than prom or senior night. But still, also memorable as well. It's 9:57. Rush is going to get us up to date, and then back to you and your calls here on WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.